Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Louisa County Historical Society President Norma McCormick about the Civil War Saturday event they are holding at the Louisa County Heritage Center in Wapello this Saturday.
Has the Historical Society put on this event in the past?
Yes, this will be our fourth year.
What inspired the group to put this on 4 years ago?
Well, we just wanted to bring extra things to our county. And, of course, we're a museum, so we like to work with the things in the past. And I had met Al and Deb Olson and some of them that were in there and just thought, hey, this just sounds like a wonderful idea. So we have set it up, and we have an encampment, which they start at 10, and they fire musket guns, and they fire the mortar, and they have their tents and different swords, guns, things like that set up outside. And then 11 to 12:30, we have a free will offering lunch, and this year it's going to be cream chicken over biscuits. 12:45, President Lincoln comes. And this year, his wife, Mary, is going to be coming with him.
Wow.
I know. And then a little after 1, Dr. Dill from Morning Sun, who is a veterinary, he's going to be coming in and going to be talking about some of the medicines and some of the items like that that they used back during that time.
So he'll be talking about the different kinds of treatments and
yes, I'm sure.
That the soldiers had used back then?
Yes. And then this year we have something very, very special. Kenneth McChesney and Warren Ball are going to be Quilts of Valor. They will be presented their quilts, and it's just going to be so nice, so nice.
How did that part of the program come to be?
Al mentioned it to me. The president of the Southeast Iowa Civil War Roundtable mentioned it. And they do it. I think he said down in that area they have done over 200 of these. And I know they're doing them in Columbus Junction, and ladies make the quilts, and they put their names on it in the year. And, oh, yeah, it's really wonderful.
And the two veterans are from the Wapello or Louisa County?
They are. They are from the Louisa County, and they both happen to be from Wapello, yes. And then we have photography, and, oh, and then we're going to have intermission, and it is going to be, we're going to have sweet potato coffee. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but it sounds very interesting.
I know. It should be really good. Anyway, we try to go back in our old cookbooks and this and that, us ladies do, and we try to pick out, oh, like we'll have hardtack, and we'll have cornbread and apple butter and molasses and applesauce, all sorts of things like that at intermission time.
The program of events that's in the afternoon, that's all taking place inside in the stage room?
Yes, inside in our stage room, which is big, and there's seating, and then there'll be tables all the way around our large area there, and they'll have the photography set up, and they'll have Lincoln artifacts set up. They'll have different guns. I know one fella's coming in with his grandfather's musket that he had in the war. And then, of course, we have the food, we'll have music, and we'll have a couple of the ladies are going to be presenting some of the clothing that the women wore back in that age period. And then I'm going to be displaying quilts, which will be 1800s and 1900s quilts. We just have a lot going on.
For those who maybe aren't so familiar with the Civil War history, or for children as well, why do you think they should come out to the event on Saturday?
Oh, they will learn so much. And they get to touch the guns, and they get to, we let them touch the quilts, and we go through that, and it's really a learning experience. It's very interesting.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Louisa County Historical Society President Norma McCormick. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.